This is Ozarks at Large. It's Election Day across Arkansas. The off-year ballot includes some interesting decisions for voters. In Fort Smith, a proposed 1% prepared food sales tax will be in front of voters. The measure was originally adopted by the Board of City Directors earlier this year to help pay for operations at the city's convention center. The board later rescinded the measure in order to place it on the ballot for the public to vote on today. And voters across the state will determine the fate of a proposal to issue bonds for interstate rehabilitation projects. The $575 million in bonds would be retired using an already existing 4-cent diesel tax. Craig Douglas, a spokesman for Move Arkansas Forward, a group supporting the measure, says the question in front of voters does not implement nor retire any tax.
Actually has nothing to do with taxes. It does not raise taxes. It does not create any new taxes. All the taxes that are currently in place will continue one way or the other. What voters simply have an opportunity to do is direct the existing taxes onto the much-needed rehabilitation of our interstate system.
If approved, the money could be used only on repairs, not new interstate construction. 9 interchanges on I-540 are scheduled to be widened or improved if the measure is approved. Polls in Arkansas remain open until 7:30 tonight.
Arkansas recorded 11 unhealthy ozone days this summer, 5 times more than last year. Ozone occurs naturally in the upper layer of the atmosphere, but can appear at ground level when engine exhaust, fuels, and industry emissions react with sun rays. Tony Davis, an air expert with the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, says this year, hotter and drier weather account for most of the increase.
This past summer, we did not have a lot of fronts come through to clean that air out, and so that led to stagnant air. And that stagnant air is what builds up those high ozone levels.
On the colors code scale, dangerous ozone days were designated as orange, meaning they were considered unhealthy for sensitive groups such as the young and elderly.
The U.S. Geological Survey says another earthquake rattled Oklahoma last night, and it was felt by many in western and northwestern Arkansas. The quake was measured at 4.7, and the epicenter was about 42 miles south-southeast of Stillwater, Oklahoma. Saturday night, a 5.6 quake centered in Oklahoma was felt by many in the central part of the United States.
Tomorrow, the first ever national emergency test will be conducted. Radio and TV stations, including KUAF, as well as satellite and cable providers, will conduct the test simultaneously. Gene Regan is Director of Corporate Communications with Suddenlink.
The Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, also known as FEMA, plan to conduct the first ever national test of an emergency action notification under the Emergency Alert System, or EAS as it's called. We've seen state and local tests for a long time. They've been conducted on a weekly and monthly basis, but the November 9th test will be the first nationwide test of EAS to assess its reliability and effectiveness as a national alert mechanism and also identify some areas of improvement.
He says this test will be 3 minutes in length, and it could lead to confusion. The live audio message will indicate it is a test, but the video message may not indicate the test nature of the event. Regan says officials are trying to spread the word to avoid alarming the public.
The Center for Digital Government and Digital Communities program is placing Fayetteville inside the top 10 digital cities with populations between 30 and 75,000 people. The center is a national research and advisory institute that studies information technology policies and best practices in state and local government. The rankings are based on the city's achievements in several categories, including shared services and government transparency. Fayetteville was the only Arkansas city ranked in any of the population categories.
University of Arkansas volleyball player Jasmine Norton is the SEC Offensive Player of the Week for the second time this year. Norton earned the honor for a 27-kill performance against Georgia last weekend and leading the Razorbacks to a sweep of Auburn. Arkansas plays South Carolina at Barnhill Arena Friday night and hosts number 17 Florida Sunday afternoon.
Tickets for Saturday's football game between Arkansas and Tennessee and Fayetteville are sold out. The 5 p.m. game will be shown nationally on ESPN2. That announcement came yesterday from the Arkansas Athletic Department. And yesterday it was also announced that the Arkansas-Mississippi State game a week from Saturday in Little Rock will begin at 2:30. That will be broadcast on CBS.
The Fayetteville High School Wind Ensemble will play at Carnegie Hall in New York City later this month. The concert on Tuesday, the 22nd, will also include ensembles from California and New Jersey. The FHS band is also scheduled to perform in the 96th annual Thanksgiving Day Parade in Philadelphia.
And the Boston Mountain Brass Works performs tonight in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. The concert begins at 7:30. It's free to the public.
Circle of Life Hospice presents the 11th annual Voyage Gala Classic Hollywood Glitz, Glamour, and Entertainment on Saturday, November 19th at 6:30 p.m. This fundraiser will be held at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers and feature dinner, dancing, and more. Tickets and more information are available at voyageforhospice.com.